Ted Zama bass. The Gemara, which is which established the halacha, halacha lemaaseh. The Gemara in Ted Zama bass. So on Ted Zama bass, in order to describe what the word l'shalem and aliyah means, so it refers to the phrase mu'ula ben chosa, which refers to the description of what happened to where they buried Chizkiah. That it says ve'ikru b'kivroisav v'yishkav yechizkiyoh. Ima v'yisav ve'ikru b'ma'ale kivrei b'nei David. They buried him in the choicest place next to David Shlomo HaMelech. All right, that's how we get to this pasuk. But then the Gemara continues to darshan the balance of the pasuk. The balance of the pasuk is v'chavoid osu loy v'moisei kol Yehuda v'yoshu Yerushalayim v'yimlech menashe v'noi tach tov. Shlomo HaMelech is one of the great times of Klal Yisrael. As you saw in the Tosfos, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that in the time of Chizkiyahu, both could be done ad Be'er Sheva. That he was so influential in reviving Talmud Torah that all of Klal Yisrael, from top to bottom, even knew the most difficult parts of Torah. The Midrashim have they do Havayis and Vayi V'Rava. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech was one of the great periods of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when he was Nifter, so he had tremendous hespid and tremendous avelus lichvodo. So that's the phrase, v'chovoid osu loy b'moisei, kol Yehuda, v'yosh v'Yerushalayim. So what's v'chovoid osu loy b'moisei? It has to be something extraordinary. Everybody gets covered when they get died. When they die, people often get more COVID when they die than they had when they're alive. So, what's the big deal of a COVID? They said Kaddish for everybody. They said Hesped, everyone gets a Hesped, right? So, what's the COVID? They said Shiva Shloshim. What's the COVID also, right? So, the Gemara says at the bottom of Yud Tez Zayin Medbeis Melamed Sheishiva Yeshiva Al Kivrei. So, Bashas that means that. This is one of the first times the phrase yeshiva means Talmidim Lasik Shom Batorah. He had Talmidim, and they went to the Beis HaKvaris, and they learned Torah Al Kivrei. Peliga Barab Nosan Rabbonon. So Machloik is, how long did they stay there? How long was the yeshiva? Was it Shloisha Yomim? Was it a 3-day yeshiva? Or was it for the entire Shiva? And the Gemara says in Moed Katan, that the period of Shiva is split up into different ways of dividing it up. So one way of dividing it up is that the first day, if it's a Yom Kippur Yom Misa, so according to many Rishonim, it's a Din Dei Raisa. Din Dei Raisa Am Avelos. But if it's not Yom Misa, Yom Kippur, so then the first day is not, I think, Din Dei Raisa. But the first 3 days are Yemei Bechi. And then the last 4 days, the balance of the Shiva. The first 3 days are more Chomer. The Moshul, there's some kind of Hefsed Meruba, which would justify being Mekel. And Hilchas Avelos will try not to do it during the first 3 days. Push it off the first 3 days. It used to be, it's different now, it used to be that the first 3 days, only close people came to Menachem Avel. That some people waited for the last 4 days. So that the first reading is reserved to the people who are very close. Why? Because people are b'shas bechi. They're not yet ready to talk to anybody but the close family. So that's changed nowadays primarily because, I think it's probably because of the distances that people have. In other words, the Lamasa Shiva is only really 4 days because it's always a Shabbos. Mixes in Kukulai of the first day and last day, right? And then there could be a Friday. So a Shiva could really be only three or four days to really be Menachem Avel somebody. So, when everybody lived in the same town, so then you could have the whole town coming in 3 or 4 days. But nowadays, people travel to New Jersey, to the island, to different places. So that it means you have to have very often 3 or 4 hours to be Menachem Avil. So you don't very often, if you take away the first 3 days, and then there's Shabbos afterward, and then the last day, you can't be Menachem Avil, so then you're really only left with one day. It's very difficult. So nowadays we have changed that, and changed it. We don't follow that rule, and people often go, maybe not the first day, but shortly after people started coming. But the first few days is days of Bechi. In other words, the first few days, the Gemara says people are not really open to the Nechama. That's what the Rebbe used to point out, that the morning of Tisha B'Av is a time, is this period of Bechi, this period of time during Shiva. Rebbe, he says, also then of Mesu Mutl B'Fonav, which is the period before the Kvura. So that's why 3 days and 7 days have significance. And some say it's the 30 days of Avelus. So they have machloikas exactly, historically, what happened. Did the yeshiva stay there for 3 days, 7 days, or 30 days? And that's the first pshat. The second pshat in Chovet Osu Leben Moisai was that everybody tore Kriya. Huge number of people tore Kriya. And the Gemara says, but they tore Kriya like that for Achav also. The Gemara says, no, Chavid Osla Moisai was that they put a Sefer Torah on his, they didn't have an Oren, but right next to his body. And they said, Kiyim Zeh Masha Kosu B'Zeh. Right, that's what happened in the Midbar. In the Midbar, so they had the Oren of the Luchas, and they had the Oren of Yosef HaTzadik, and the Oren of Yehuda, and Chazal said, they used to say, Kiyim Zeh Masha Kosu B'Zeh. So that they were Mekayim, how often does that happen, that they have such a huge number of people doing Kriya? The worst that happened to Achav, that couldn't be Kovid Oslo, that's not the outstanding Kovid. Or it could be the outstanding Kovid was that they were able to say about him, Kiyim Zeh Masha Kosu B'Zeh. And the more discussed was that ever replicated later on. So let's go back to the first din. The first din is Kovid Oslo B'Zeh. What was this unbelievable Kovid that they did? That they learned Yeshiva Yeshiva Al Kivrei. So Tosfos says, why is that covered? That's Keneged Adin. Lefi, first he says, why is it covered? Lefi Shehir B'Torah B'Yisrael. They were announcing, this was the tremendous Hesped. Look what he accomplished. So, one way you can give a Hesped is to give a Hesped. And there's another way to give a Hesped, to be make him Yeshiva Al Kivrei. So why is that a good hesped for him? Why is that covered for him? Because he was responsible for the increase in Talmud Torah Ad Kirei Kach that everyone knew, even Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. And then Tosfos says, V'loy Al Kivrei Mamish, could not be that they actually had a yeshiva in the Beis HaKvaros. Al Kivrei, couldn't be. It wasn't the Oihel, it wasn't Mamish, where the person was, where he was buried. That couldn't be. It has to be Berochik Arba Amis. It has to be at least 4 Amis away. The Leka Loyeg L'Rosh. Because otherwise it's Loyeg L'Rosh. We have a halacha, Pasuk and Mishnah, Loyeg L'Rosh, Cheref Oiseyu. A person cannot make fun of the Nifter. Alright, so that's something that our Pashut shouldn't make fun of a Nifter, Loyeg L'Rosh. Well, why do they call a Nifter the poor person? You shouldn't make fun of a poor person. Loyeg L'Rosh, Cheref Oiseyu. Make fun of his. He has enough tzaros of his own. He doesn't need your log. The Gemara says that applies to a nifter. A nifter is a rush. He's rushing on mitzvahs. A nifter can no longer do mitzvahs. So we have to be careful not to mock the nifter. That's why the halacha l'maaseh, when a person goes to Beis HaKvaros, so if you wear your tzitzis out, you tuck the tzitzis in. If a person, you wouldn't say, you don't do mitzvahs in a Beis HaKvaros, because the most precious thing which the nifter loses is the seis mitzvahs. So you count your change in the Beis HaKvaros. No, so you can't change anymore. You make a business deal in Beis HaKvaros, it's not the best place to do it, but no, so you can't do business anymore. But you study Torah in Beis HaKvaros, So he can't do Talmud Torah anymore. So that's Leger Rosh. He can't do mitzvahs anymore. He's done. He's done in terms of all his Averis Hashem. So that's such a painful thing. To do a mitzvah to Averis Hashem, and when they can't do it, they can't get any more zchuyos. So that's Leger Rosh. So therefore, the Gemara, the Tosfos says, could not be Al-Kivrei Mamish. Tosfos is really referring to a Gemara at the very beginning of Brachos, Gimel Amud Beis, right? Famous Gemara, because most people get to Gimel Amud Beis. So Gimel Amud Beis, it says, Amar Rav Zvika, Amar Rav Am, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Ein oimrin b'fnei ha-meis, elo devarav shel meis. When a person is in front of the mace, you only discuss what the mace has to, what has to be done for the mace. You talk about the kvura, you talk about Achmad al-Atzlan, Hever Kedisha, you talk about the where the Levi is going to be, where the, a lot to talk about, where the Beis HaKvoros is going to be, where the Shiv is going to be, Elo Devar, only the things that mace. Omer be'abba v'kanu lo'i omran elo v'divrei Torah. So Abba Bar Kana said, this Iser of not talking b'fnei ha-meis, that's only not saying divrei Torah b'fnei ha-meis. But divrei Torah b'dvarim shel meis was allowed to say, but stam divrei Torah one cannot say. The second manda omer is only talk about the things that mace needs, nothing else. Even divrei Torah when can't say b'fnei mace. First manda omer says that when it comes to mila da alma, one can discuss b'fnei mace, but divrei Torah, we shouldn't discuss of Nehemes. Alright? Again. First Manda Omar says, Mila de Alma, things that one has to discuss, they have to figure out. The mace is, the person was Nifter, so you have to figure out things that have to do with the mace. So that's Mutu, Devarav Shel Meis. What about Mila de Alma to figure out who's going to shop for Shabbos, who's going to take care of the kids, things that don't have to do with the mace. Who's gonna take care of a certain business venture that has to be taken care of? Saying it's Mila D'Alma. So the first Man D'Amar says that's Mutter. But Divrei Torah is also. Second Man D'Amar says, no, nothing. I feel with Divrei Torah. Even Divrei Torah. No, what's the machlokes between the Lishna Rishon and the Lishna Basra? Right, the Lishna Kama says Mil de Alma Mutu Divrei Torah Aser. Lishna Basra says Bachlal, nothing should be talked about. Only Dvarav Shel Meis. Nope. What is he, the Machlekes? No, go ahead.
Maybe if it's saying if it's dafka that we want to stay away from talking Divrei Torah, or we want to stay away from talking everything that's not shaykh to them.
Good. So what's the Machlekes? Good. Correct. That's the Meis. Now, how would you describe or articulate both dinim? If the halacha is, I tell you halacha, you can't say divrei Torah on a mace. What's the yisayda din? If I say no schmoozing in front of the mace except for things that have to do with the mace, what's the difference between the two different gidrei dinim? Good, Donnie?
It's that we don't want them like to be jealous of doing only Torah, or that they can't be a human anymore or do anything
in the mace. Oh, so one is lag l'rosh. Right, so Dani says it's a machlekes and lag l'rosh. Is lag l'rosh that they can't do mitzvahs, or is lag l'rosh that they're done? They can't do. They're not part of this world anymore. All right. So everyone, another said, go ahead, Yoni.
Whether lag l'rosh is do we hold like it strictly or not? Either we hold by it, and therefore you can't speak Torah.
Right,
or we say we don't really hold by it.
And so, what would be the reason why the only shmuz about the why one would only shmuz about the maize? No,
just
go ahead.
Cover the maize.
Covered, well, let's say better. That's the din. But what do you have, how would you describe the din?
It's not proper to discuss other matters in front of the
body. Not to ignore the mace. We're going to come back to Dani's again in a moment. But the machlokes is whether what is Rabbi Shimon Levi saying? What did he say? Did Rabbi Shimon Levi give me the din of Lag LaRosh, and he applied it to Divrei Torah? All right, that's one din. All right. Or did Shimon Levi give me another din? He told me, stop, you have a mace say, I don't talk about lunch, you talk with the mace. Right? So what is interesting is that Shulchan Aruch paskins, Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Dalet, most Svarim don't have Shin Mem Dalet, they have Shin Dalet Mem. That's the halacha of the hesped of the halachas of hesped. So in the halachas of hesped, ain oimrim b'fnei ames elu devarim shel mes kigoin tzorchei kvurasei v'hesped avol shor kol davar aser hanemile b'divrei Torah amile de alma les lon ba. Right, so that's that is the first man de Omer. That's why the Shach says Mishum Leg Rosh Cherif Hayseyu. When the Rambam paskins this din in Yud Gimel Tes, the Rambam paskins this din in the middle of Hilchas Avelos, in the middle of Hilchas Shiva. So there ain't Oimrim Shmu of Agoda Bebesa Ovel a Yeshvin Dovin. Well, it doesn't Shmu in the Beis Ovel. Right? In America, could be the same here, but I don't know. But it's very common. People think, what are you doing in Shiva when it's supposed to distract the Ovel? That's not what Chazal had in mind. There could be times when a person is overwhelmed with grief and needs to be distracted. Could be if the person is making hashara. But that's not the kavan of Shiva. The Shmu is about all the different things that are going on in the world and things that are going on in the community. Ein Oimrim Shmu Agada, when it doesn't shmooze, and when it doesn't even say Divrei Agada Veisavel. Yoish Vin Dovin, it's quiet. That's why the halach is that an Ovel, that one doesn't talk to the Ovel until the Ovel begins to talk. He has to say he's willing, he's interested in talking. Halacha is the Jerisha writes, a person could go to Menachem Novel and could sit there and say nothing and then get up to Yamach Menachem, and it's a perfect kiyum in Nicham Avelim. Because the Ovel sees a person's there, he cares, he's concerned, he took out of his time to be with him. That's the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. If one is able to do more Gvalik, someone can choose what the makes. So the Rambam writes, so that's the way that should be in the base of nothing. I've been in by shivas where nothing was said, came out. Sometimes the Ovel felt bad, they didn't do it. They nodded, they greeted, but I mean, Mamashu was very, and it's a different kind of a base Ovel, but it's a very, what can I say? It's a acha yitin alivoy. Person thinks about things. It's there. Do some explaining is also good. So that is what the Rambam writes. Sometimes the person has to be distracted. That's the chesed. Right with the time, ruba de ruba, it's when you focus on the niftar. I learned this first when I went to Menachem Ovel with Rav Nissen Alperin Zatzal. So I don't know if I walked in with him or we drove together. I'm not sure. And I remember where we were, who we were, Menachem was a young man, was Nifter, and everybody was schmoozing, people schmoozed. So he was able, very delicately, to move the conversation, to speak about the Nifter. And learn Hanhogas from Beit HaMinchah Chachamim. So that's the, and that's what's supposed to happen. So then the Rambam writes, right, this is not our topic, right? We're talking about Chizkiyah and the Beis HaKoros. We're talking about Leg LeRosh. Correct? So why are we learning Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Ovel? Yud Gimel is already way past the Kur. right? The 13th chapter, Hilchos Avelos. They're holding by the shiva, right? Holding, wrapping up the shiva. And then he writes, V'chein, and similarly, Ein oimrim b'fnei ha-meiz, el devorim shel meiz, avalasik b'divrei Torah, b'fonim b'vesek v'orvis osur. Then the Rambam says, by the way, I want to tell you another din. B'fnei ha-meiz, only devorim shel meiz, only things the meiz needs. And lasik b'divrei Torah, not b'fonim, there's a v'orvis al osur. No, so why did the Rambam wait all the way to Yud Gimel? Which man the Omer is Rambam paskening? First or second? No?
Second.
And how's the Rambam telling you? It's not halacha like the Rosh. Would it be halacha like the Rosh? He wouldn't say v'chein. V'chein. What's v'chein? V'chein. Wouldn't that talk v'chein at all? If it would be that if he passed in the first man the Omer, then the Rambam would say it's not v'chein. Because in Arm Rishum of God, it has nothing to do with like the Rosh. That's Hilchos Avelos. That's Nichum Avelim. So by Sochais, the Rambam wanted to teach you, he passes the second man number. And a Yois, the Dani Zvor to the second man would also be very good, like the Rosh. And what Dani said about this, that the second Pshat could be like the Rosh, we do find in Minhag Yisrael. There's a Minhag Yisrael not to leave the Ova, what's called doing Shmira. Not to leave the Mace. Why do we call it a minhag Yisrael? It's Eitz Din, because Rav Moshe points out that when the Gemara Brachos talks about the din of doing shmira, it was because there were rats around. So in order to that the rats wouldn't get to the nifter, so one did shmira. So therefore Rav Moshe writes, but nowadays that there are no rats around. Nowadays that a nifter, especially if the nifter is kept in the hospital, whatever it is, there are no rats. So Rav Moshe writes, there's no din of shmira, right? It's very hard to change Hilchos Halachos and certain Hilchos Avelos to adapt. They change, to adapt. So nowadays people still do Shmira, probably either because they remember their parents doing Shmira, their grandparents doing Shmira, so people do Shmira. And or it could be that Al-Pikabola the reason to do Shmira. Or it could be, and this is what Rav Moshe added, same with Donnie said. So Rav Moshe said, so we don't do Shmira for the rats. So what should we do? He says, you don't ignore the mace. The fact that he was his nifter, so you don't say, all right, we're done, we're gone. So one should come back and visit the mace with the same frequency that one visits a chai. So whatever it would be, if a person, if he's a, whatever it is, it could be every 20 minutes, it could be every 3 or 4 hours, it could be once every few hours, whatever it is. So that's Luch Orban, that minig, that Rav Moshe was saying is also embedded in Shmira, might come from Dani's word of a different kind of Lag L'Rosh. There's a Lag L'Rosh, can't do mitzvahs. There's a Lag L'Rosh, finish, we're done with him. He's not in the Zolim, we forget about him. So that's the second din of Shmira. So this is that, why is that important? Because the first din of Shmira, the original din of Shmira, when there were rats around, so then that was Doicha. When Deicha Mitzvahs, the person would do Shmira, he wouldn't say Kriya Shema, one brachis. He wouldn't learn, he wouldn't go to Minyan, he wouldn't do any mitzvahs at all. Because Oisik Mitzvah Potan a Mitzvah. But that halacha should not be seen in the same way nowadays. And there are situations where people missed the Kiyas Shofar because they wanted to do Shmira over the course of Rosh Hashanah. L'chor, that's not correct. As Rav Moshe was pointing out, the Shmira, which is a mitzvah, which is doicha, other mitzvahs, that's the Shmira that the rats shouldn't be mevaz the mace. The Shmira that we do in order to give COVID, so l'chayra, that should not be doicha mitzvahs. L'chayra, that should be the way. I don't know if people pass on that way, but l'chayra, that should be the way. Hold on. So what's the point that we're making? Dani's vort is not a bad vort. However, the Rambam learned pshat differently. The Rambam learned that the first mahalach of the Gemara Brachos, the one that we are going to focus on, is that the Easter of saying Divrei Torah, Bifnei Meis, is an Easter of Lag L'Rosh. The second, Manda Omar, that one should not stam shmuz in front of the Meis, that's not Lag L'Rosh, that's stam Kovet HaMeis. That is in order to be focused on the Meis. That's in order to, that one shouldn't be in front of the Meis and start shmoozing about Rav Akiva Eiger. And if you can't choose about Kiva Eger, you certainly shouldn't choose about lunch. And shouldn't choose about shopping and stuff like that. So the Hagois Maimonides points out the halacha l'maisa, we do not pass on this Rambam. we pasken like the first man dover, which means that in the base, that in the front of the base, one can discuss sorechei ames for sure, and even mila da alma, one can't do divrei Torah because that's lag the rush. So look at the lush and glaze my minutes. Amil da alma loy, the chayin pirshu benachanana, the lishne kama, the omar hochi, avo, the mila da, I don't know why it's lishne kama, avo mila da alma, less lon ba, the masim b'chol yoyim, sorry, mila alma loy osa, sorry, like glaze my minutes says, mila alma's mutter in front of the mace. Why? Because Mechanel said so, and that's the lishne kama, right? That's lishne kama. Ram pas lishne basra, but we follow lishne kama. The Omar Hochi, Abo Bemile the Alma Leslon Bo, and Sham Shmuzing Mutter. Now look what he says. The Masim Bechol Yoim, the Mishtom Mile the Alma Kodam Masya. He says, because that's the minhag. We're not the first man there, because you see that a person could be nifter, and he's in the room, and he could still be at home, and haven't taken away, and we're not makbid to only shmuzing about the maze. We shmuzing about other things. The Moise Rabbonan Kshisha. He says, I've seen this amongst the Zakeim, the Zignei, the older Rabbanim. And I was with older Rabbanim, and none of the Rabbanim said, it's not appropriate. You shouldn't be speaking about these things. Then he quotes from the Arviyah. So that's why the Hagois Maimonis, which is like the Rimbon Shulchan Aruch, the Ashkenazi Shitas, to update I'm not sure, but I speculate it was like an attempt to be the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, to make the Rambam into a sefer for Shkenazim as well. So that Hagois Maimonis says, Lo Kenog, and we're not knowing that way. We're knowing like the first man, the Omar. We're knowing that this din, I'm not saying Divrei Torah Bifnei Hameis, is not Afilu Divrei Torah. We're knowing that we're allowed to say Mila Dalma. We're knowing that we don't follow this din, that one cannot stam shmuz in front of the base. It's not a din of covenant base. It's a din of lag l'rosh. All right, which brings us back to our sugya. Now that we've learned the Gemara in Brachas, and we're going to paskin like the first man to Omar, so now we have a kasha, and the kasha is, how could they be moishiv? How could they put a yeshiva in the middle of the Beis HaKvaris, 3 days, 7 days, 30 days? What happened to the Gemara in Brachas? Vim Toimar, the Rebbeinu Peretz says in the Shita Mekubetzes, v'hu ahu loig l'rosh, yesh leimar, kevon shu hirba teira lekum v'shem loig l'rosh, k'nerinan shabodku midonat b'r'sheva. That Ha'orah, which Tosfos makes, which sounds like he's just giving us information, why they chose this covenant to do, Tamid Ibn Peretz said, no, that's why it was Mutter. Because here in Teretz, therefore it's not Lo Yeg L'Rosh. Inami second Teretz, they did it Chutz Me Arba Amos. That's a Machlekes Ledina. The Arba Amos is a Mutter, whether it's in the entire room. No, what's the first pshat though? Why did that make it not lag the rush? Because he's here but Torah be Yisrael. How did you learn pshat in this Rebbeinu Peretz?
He's getting
schar
for it.
He's getting schar. Not bad. No, he's getting schar. Because there's a word, if you say divrei Torah of the nifter, Gemara says that sifsoisav doibivois bekever. That after when a person's nifter, if you say his divrei Torah, so then you're giving him more schar. It's ke'ilu, he's still learning. So since he was here with Torah, he said, we're only here because of Chizkiah HaMelech. Nope, not a bad word. Okay, so therefore, it's not like the rush. What are you going to say, Yitzi?
No, I know guys who, they do Shmira, even though it's not a din, and they say to him for the Nifter while they're doing Shmira.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
That's the idea of for the Nifter is not...
No, so it's a good thing. I just don't know if it is Deich HaMitzvahs. And I don't know if I would have a suffix if they should miss Minyan or miss Mar because of that. Right?
It's not a din anymore.
Right, that's what I would say. Yeah, but in a chanami, but that's, I think the common practice is, as you're saying, and the common practice is that they do miss minyanim and miss davening. I'm not sure, I don't think it's right. But I think it's the...
I think you leave the mace, I'm saying it. Like,
so
they did go to
mace,
so like, you can't
leave the... So it's an interesting question. Why is it... Pashtus, they can, they should. They should leave the mace and daven and come back. That's the Pashtus. The only thing is that The only reason I'm not sure is because nowadays, b'zmanenu onu, very often the Shem is hired. It's like a pronouncer for a lot of certain people. So it could be that he has a contract. And the guy that's hiring him wants the mace, he wants the mace. In his mind, he doesn't remember Moshe's shuvah. So in his mind, he wants the person to be there all the time. So I'm not sure what the dini moment is over here. It could be that if a person is hired to be a shomer, I'm not sure if he can lead the mace, because it could be that, again, I would think he has to step outside and daven and say Krishna. I think, go ahead, Zeb?
I actually just have a question. Is it always a thing that if somebody is mekarev someone in the Torah that they get schar constantly when they do mitzvahs?
L'chaira. Why not? The whole idea of children doing mitzvahs ilui nishmas then nifter is because he was the one who's responsible for these mitzvahs. Then,
why does the mason general need a shomer?
So the originally it was because of rats, because it would be a bizarre mess to have the rats used to attack the mason. So the original din of shmirin having the Gemara was in order to keep the rats away from the mace. That's the original din. Then, go ahead.
If he's learning Torah, could it come in under the purview of also the mitzvah under the mitzvah?
Not if the liman of Torah is also because of like the rush. Right? No, I don't think. Go ahead. Get real.
If he's at, let's say, Rabbi Eger's, he's with Rabbi Eger right now, can he speak about Kedusha Rabbi Eger?
If what?
He's at Rabbi Eger's cavern.
Oh. Probably, I think it's a good idea. I'm not sure. Alach l'mais, but you certainly can step away. Dalat Amos, Tzarachin. I have to figure that out. When people go to visit Kavaras, can they say the Divrei Torah of the Nifter? Probably, yeah. Probably, yeah. Go ahead. Probably we can learn from the sugya. Go ahead.
I want to kind of like unpack what you were saying, that when Bnei Yeshiva, when they're gathering, the only reason why are these specific people together at all? Because of the yeshiva that the Rebbe created, so it's more on account of him.
So that's the lashon of the Rimi Gash. Okay, I'll come to the moment. Go ahead. Yoni?
That perhaps Lo Lerush doesn't apply here.
Because?
For certain people who devoted their lives to being Marvis Torah.
Okay, so let's see. The Rimi Gash, here the Shita quotes the Chubis Rimi Gash. Rimi Gash was one of their Rambam. And the Rimi Gash is the person about who the Rambam said that his knowledge is astounding. He said the knowledge of this man is, I forget the exact lashon, but the Os of Mini Rochma, the advantage of the Rambam said about somebody that is Mamal Al Arayan, right? So the Rimi Gash writes in the Shuvah, Sha'alti asked me a question. What did you ask? Ein Armavne Mes El Dvarv Shal Mesai Kimna Hanemili Divrei Torah. Right? And we pass again like the first lashon. But otherwise, Divrei Torah is still lost. And why Lag LeRosh? LeKashelon Ahoder Mina. We get the Kasha from Bava Kama Daf Yud Tet Zayin Mabeis that says they said Divrei Ameis, but Chizkiyahu Melech Kever. They said Hashiva Yeshiva Al Kivrei Hacha Chazina Tahar Mina and Hashiva Yeshiva Al Kivrei Hanimile B'Chacham. So look what he says along the lines of what Yoni said. Hanimile, that's B'Chacham. What were they doing over here? So look at all the ideas he puts together in one sentence. First of all, they're saying his Divrei Torah. Right? They're saying things they learned from him. So that's what Yoni was saying. That's what Dani was saying before. It's but then, they said what Yoni was saying. That they want to be mechabedim the way they were b'chayav. Kilo, nothing's changed. He hasn't left us. We're going to learn Torah the way it was. It's almost like the minhag that we mentioned a few moments ago of Shmira. He's not because he's in the El Mehemis, we're done with him. Go on to the next year, next Bat Gemara, we're done. No. We used to come to him every day and learn his Torah, so now, Yeshiva Al Kivrei, Umiskabdin Ashtav B'nei Shivasa Lachabdin V'lei Shiv Lefonu V'Kederech Shoy Yeshim Lefonu V'Chayav. So that isn't like the Rosh. That's giving him COVID. That's like visiting the maze and not ignoring him. That we learned from him that it's also b'divrei Torah. Not like the Rambam, who says it's halacha of not ignoring the mace. No, it's just because that then we know that when a person goes to Beis HaKvaris, take off one's tefillin. For those who wear tefillin all day. And we shouldn't be learning, we shouldn't be davening. That's not the only place you should not take out your pocket mishnayos. And that's talking about when one goes to a nifter who was not such, wasn't such a talmid chacham. So he's saying that's if a person did not do this b'chayiv, then it's like the rush. I don't think we pask in that way. And he's saying davka when it's like the rush. He's saying look what you missed out on. Right? So you go, you take out your chumash in front of stamina maaretz. Not like the rush. You can say, come and join, you can learn with us, right? You're b'chayim, right? You can do tshuva, you can pick up a sefer. But when learns in front of a nifter, no, what's he going to do? Right? He can't join the crowd anymore. Inami she'oya chocham ela she'oysa ma'oyskim b'divri Torah v'fonav eina miskabnin la'soyse lo'y lechvoyd ela la'soyk b'divri Torah l'anos atzman who she'miskabnin. He says, or the Easter of Lag the Rosh is if I'm in the middle of a sugya, I gotta finish this sugya up. My mind's thinking about Chazanetz and Tzveres, so that's because of my hana. That's hana's asman. It's allowed to be nana midivrei Torah, right? So he says, so if a person is doing a kiveger because it's like a shmak kiveger, he's in aktsayis. He's saying, Arab Chaim. No. So that's not no, that's smart. That you can't do in front of a mace. Inamim, or it could be that it's talking about a large number of people. That when we say yeshiva, yeshiva al kibra, it does not mean that they mamish moved to yeshiva. That means they had two guys learning. Derech Kovit. Right? Ain't currently yeshiva, ain't basi kosmid, they return the phone of Derech Kovit, it'll be Zoyanu. If it would be all yeshiva, that would be right. They came in the chsev b'meisim chovshi. Kim shemeis odom nasa chovshi min haMitzvahs. He can't do mitzvah anymore. That's why we passel the tzitzis. We put a talis around the nifter. So, but if it was done lechvoidai, so then v'misasik b'nu b'vitar shu mitzvah kilo egle rosh l'vishemar shu chay b'mitzvahs v'meis ena chay b'mitzvahs. The Nasir Rosh. And then he's Oyver Mishum Lagla Rosh. So that was, if it would be Mamish Yeshiva Shetem Chomer Rubin. But a few guys would be okay. So the bottom line is the Rimi Gash has several different svaras as to why this was Mutter. So again, so he began with the Pasuk V'chovet Osu Lola Moise. We learned from that several different possibilities. Kriya, Kiyim zeva shekosu bezeh or yeshiva yeshiva al kivrei. Exactly the details of the yeshiva, we don't know. It was a 3-day yeshiva, 7-day yeshiva, a 30-day yeshiva. Don't know. We don't know whether it was a lot of talmidim or the Rimi Gash says it was a couple of talmidim. No, but we know that they learn. Question is, what are they learning in Beis HaKvaris? It's a violation of Loig L'Rosh. So we pointed out it's a violation of the first. Understand, according to Rambam, it may not be a problem. Bechlal, according to Rambam, the Easter of that pasuk, I'm not to get caught up in divrei Torah, I'm not to ignore the mace. But if you're not ignoring the mace, you need lechvoidai, so then it probably is mutter. But according to the first mandor that we pass on, that the din of not saying divrei Torah is a din of like the Rosh. So the question is, how did they set up a yeshiva? The mamsha aser, terrible thing, to maybe like the Rosh and the Rebbe and Chizkiya Melech, that all he did for Klal Yisrael. You're going to now be like the Rosh, you can't learn Torah anymore. So therefore, there's several Torahs. One Torah does not get so upset, they didn't do it mamish al-kivrei. Don't be such a stickler for the assumption. Al-kivrei doesn't mean al-kivrei. It means it's the Dalet Amis away. All right? So then there's already doing it in a Muhammadic fashion, not being like the Rosh. All right? Good. So you're not, there's like the Rosh is in our minds. Right? In our minds, we shouldn't be, so the Dalet Amis away. There's no other camera there. But many other Rishonim see differently. And from these, we should learn various halachas. So one possibility is that there would be situations where learning Torah is l'chvayda. If that's the best hesed one can give, look what this person accomplished. That's l'chvayda. Or if they're saying his divrei Torah. Or if they're doing it in such a way to say, this is b'chayiv. This is what, look what he accomplished b'chayiv. And we don't ignore him b'chayiv. So that's what we just want to finish up by pointing out Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch points out a few interesting halachas over here. Ein arm ne meis ela devarm shel meis. Ki goin tzarchik v'rasi v'hespet. Avol shor kol davar oser. When should, v'hani mili v'divri Torah. Mili de alma is okay. But divri Torah, one should refrain from mifnei ha-meis. Unless it's part of tzarchik ha-meis. If the divri Torah are part of tzarchik ha-meis, then it's okay. He quotes the Tshuvas Radvaz, a short tshuva, where he says, "Umi shadoyrish al ameis lefanav nira delekel amech mshal gerosh kevin lechvoydai ka'ovid." He says, "Let's say a person is giving a hesped. So very often, a hesped one says divrei Torah, mutar aser. The meis is mamish in front." So can one say divrei, can we darshim sukkim to give kavas? The Radvaz says that's okay, because that's not, you're not making fun of the meis. You're not saying how can he look, he can't learn anymore. He's saying lechvoida. And what's the raya? The raya is our Gemara. That when the limud is lechvoida, that's why it's a very important Gemara as well. Because what's the heter for saying divrei Torah in a hesped? Our sugya. When the divrei Torah are lechvoida. That's the Radvaz that the Pesachei Tshuva quotes. That's what we just did. Shach, all right. Ein ayrim. Mashma dasam chaber divrei Torah filu chutzal al amos osa. So the Shach says that it sounds like that even outside of the al amos. Because Shulchan Aruch did not say outside that it's only Torah Tal Amos. It sounds like Shulchan Aruch did not paskin like the second day of Tosfos. V'abach posak did the Torah also filu chutz al amos umid alma in also Torah Tal Amos. Udvarv shall make smuter even Torah Tal Amos. V'cheins nagu lidroish nikolz v'advaz v'agodei subsukim filu Torah Tal Amos v'nei amos. And then he says v'yoytzin me'inyan le'inyan at shemegin l'saber b'shvachov shall make. That's how the hesped works. And Rasha, and then you get back to say nice things about the meis. May Eisek Tei Rasi V'chasidusoi, to speak about his involvement, his chesed. Umidais Toivais, and the good things about him. And the Mordechai says, one should be careful in the same room as the meis. So why is the Taz not showing up?
Lechvoid ha-meis. One should be careful in what sense?
What's that?
In what sense should you be careful?
I'm trying to say divrei Torah in the... Right. Says the Taz on the side of here. I don't know why it's not showing up. Here we go. It's an interesting Taz. The kol she'ein l'kovid ha-mes v'ayosir. So look at the Taz. Interesting Taz. V'loi... Not like those masvidim who want to show they can give a good drusha. Which is not lechvoida meis. Once the person wants to show, he can give you a good drusha. This is interesting. It could be this is a little bit autobiographical. Because if I remember correctly, the Taz said a great hesped for his wife when he was nifter. And there was somebody there, one of the gedolei ador had a daughter who would have been eligible to be the Taz's second wife, if I remember correctly. The Taz was the son of the Bach. So I think that was his first wife, I think. And I think at the Hesped, somebody suggested that after the Shiva, after Shloshim, maybe his daughter should be a Shidduch for the Taz. So the father said, not for somebody who can give such a good hesped for his wife. He said, is that too good? He said, a person's not not emotional enough. So he can give such a good hesped for his wife, but not for his daughter. So I think it could be biographical. So the Taz says, probably the story, get back to him. So the Taz says that he has to be careful. Not lo kisheishem mechavdim lahayreis ma'alosan bidrush. I may have the, it could be that I have some of the name, could, maybe I have some of the, I think it was about the Taz, but maybe it was his daughter, I'm not sure. Anyways, shalameis ma'she'enu lechvoidai. That's not lechvoidai meis. Belav shaper gavdei, and it's not right. V'shamati har begdolim oyimakbin malzeh. And there are many gdolim who are very careful. Make a hesped. It's about the nifter. It's all about the nifter. And then he writes, "V'sefer teres ha'od because the in minig v'leiderach eretz laskir meis achar shem asher chodesh. Because she'ain magash shmuel eli achar shem asher chodesh. The tour mehesped ve'ain chodesh. If it didn't not." After Yud Beis Chodesh, then one should not be giving his spade. And probably means that it's the yard set is mutter and things like that at the right times. Good. So that's the Ha'olam Misugyon. Right? Ha'olam Misugyon, Kovid Osu L'chayev. And out of this we learn, it brings us the din of Leg L'Rosh. Why was this not Leg L'Rosh? So that either was chus midal ramos. However, that is not shach points that we don't pass in that. Why was it not like the rush? Because in this particular case, it was the best possible hesped. It was showing what this person accomplished. Because in this particular case, it was his lizchusai. In this particular case, it was the best way to be mechabed him and to express that they're not ignoring him, that they want to keep things going the way things were in the past. All right? Good. Yoni?
Is it possible? I mean, we have precedent. Obviously, someone, a chayav, is able to do a mitzvah circumstantially before a mace, say, bearing a mace mitzvah. But could you possibly say that it's that the only things you're not allowed to do in front of mason are mitzvah
ha-guf? Not
wearing
tzitzis,
they don't have a guf anymore, they don't have holding in this world, but...
No, because the story says, okay, I'm going to end the week on a downer. So, Mr. Shem, on Sunday morning we'll learn the sugya on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and then, Mr. Shem, on Monday, we'll start Chassid Zezek Tzveris and try to get to the sugya of Bosa Iker Azlina of Bosa Basra, and then we'll slow down a little bit. Okay, to take in all the everything we have to be taking in. Okay, let's just finish off a little bit in a simchadik way. Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nai Yisrael. So this is, I think, the only place where we have in Chumash, by Yaakel Moshe is called Adas Yisrael, that Moshe brought all of Klal Yisrael together. You have a few times Hakel No, bringing together Klal Yisrael as a group for the Maimed of Chanukas HaMishkan, for the Maimed of Chanukas HaKoyinim. For I think by Kairach it says Hakel a few places. But Yaakel Moshe called Yisrael to teach Shabbos, to teach Mishkan, unique. So the question that many of the Mephoreshim ask on the page of the Mekoros Gedolos is, Ma Nishtana Halacha Zumi Kol Halachis? Why is this Halacha different? Was it taught the same way all of Torah was taught? Moshe to Klal Yisrael, Moshe to Aaron, Moshe to Elazar V'Somer, Moshe to the Zikne Yisrael, and then Moshe to Klal Yisrael, or is something unique over here? So you have a look at the Mephoreshim, a lot of very interesting ideas. One idea, the Archaim says, I think that they were scared because he just came down with the glow and the masva. So he had to actively bring it back together. Fascinating Klei Yakar, that they had to get rid of any sechsuchim amongst themselves in order to be appropriate for the Mishkan. So the Ramban says that the reason that he brings them all together now is kulam isnadvu b'mlechas ha-mishkan, because they were all there to dedicate to the Mishkan. So therefore, Moshe made an extra effort to bring them together, especially to teach them these halachas. And v'hinei Moshe achar shetziva la'aron v'nasim v'chol b'nei Yisrael anoshem kol ha'shediv Hashem ita v'asine achrei shivur aluchos v'ndosam apanem ha'masve chozar v'tziva v'ikilu elom kol ha'eda anoshem v'noshem v'taf. And the Ramban says, no, the point of this was a different parsha of Talmud Torah. Every other Talmud Torah was always in the Seder, Aaron's children, Zikni Ador and Yisrael. This, he had done that. He had taught all of these parshas, kafi, that they were taught in Kol HaTorah Kula. So what's happening now? A special kinos, a special Yom Yun, as to go over these halachas. Shehoya. So that's Teresa first. Sendi says, and possibly this was right after he came down on Yom Kippur, and he's teaching all of them at the Mishkan, and he's telling them that we are back to where we were before the Chet HaEgel. That's the message of Vayakel. That's a special Limud HaTorah. This was not some Limud HaTorah. Stam Liman HaTorah was to teach the halachas. Now, according to Ramban, they had learned all of the halachas of the Mishkan before Chet HaEgel. Are we going to get back to where we were before? We did Shuvah. Is the Kadosh Baruch Hu being mekabel as the way it was before, or it's not the way it was before? Not Ba'osa Darga. Not in the same, not like it was. He's committed to us. He'll keep us going, but it's not like. So therefore the Ramban says, that was the point of a Yakel, a special kinus. And what was the kinus? Learning the halachas the same way he taught them last time. Because by learning it the same way, it was Kevin Shinisratul Kadosh Baruch Hu Benosnei Lucha Shnius V'koris Me'bris Chadosha Chozal L'kadmusam U'la'avas K'lulosam U'b'yadua Shetiyash Chinosei B'soicham. He says that what's the best thing to teach them? So the Vayakel of here was a special kinos, just to tell Klal Yisrael, we're back the way we were before. Okay. Have a good Shabbos.